Welcome to Great Day Presents.
When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout. There's gonna be a great day.
Great Day Presents is a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry.
Let it out. I think I'm gonna shout. I've got joy, joy, unspeakable. unshakable joy. I've got to let it out. I think I'm going down. I've got joy. I've got joy. Unspeakable joy. I've got joy.
Hallelujah. Day by day. Don't throw it away. Fly and spread your wings high to try to free again like a butterfly. Come along and sing with us. Hallelujah.
Try as we will, none of us lives up to our full potential. We develop only a small fraction of our brain's capacity and use only a portion of our body's resources, yet we often feel mentally or physically exhausted. That's when we need to acknowledge human weakness and call upon a higher power. The Apostle Paul often did that. He writes, "There was a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away. But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.'"
I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. But sometimes I wonder what he can do through me. No great success to show, no glory on my own. Yet in my weakness, he is there to let me know. His strength is perfect when our strength is gone. He'll carry us when we can't carry on.
Come strong. used to dream of heaven as the home of a final den. If you were good, you went to heaven. If you were bad, you went to town. I used to see heaven as the smoking cold is lead. Sickly sweet angels were there to greet me.
Thank you.
You are listening to Great Day Presents, a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry.
I believe the new age is an old lie. Coming from the father of deceivers, the enemy of souls is using every wile to blind the eyes of even the believers. Surely time has come for us to take a stand and hold to our convictions without shame. Opposers to the faith abound on every hand, but the gospel must be fearlessly proclaimed.
I believe that Jesus is the Holy Son of God.
It's here for us to follow and obey. There are absolutes that cannot be denied, and what is true forever shall remain. I make my choice to live for Christ the crucified, who is the only way. For I believe that Jesus is the Lord.
wondering in your grave and know you are here, ever near. In my heart you found a home. You are living, you are breathing, you are loving.
Whatever our calling in life, God has certain expectations for all of us. Speaking through the prophet Zechariah, we're told to be honest, fair, merciful, and kind to everyone, and stop plotting evil against each other. The writer of Hebrews tells us, make every effort to live in peace with all men, to be holy, and keep on loving each other as brothers. Jesus instructed his followers, go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone everywhere, promising those who believe and are baptized will be saved.
I will follow when he calls me. I have given him control, and I know that he will take me to a promised new land. He is with me, he won't fail me. Upon this hope I stand. Without failing, that he can never lie. He's my peace in life's darkest hours, when it seems all hope is gone. When I seek him, I still find him. He gives strength to carry on.
Oh. splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great.
We are becoming a calloused society, numb to the needs of others, destroying our environment, wasting precious resources, and killing each other, if not with weapons, words. According to the Apostle Paul, we have become dead in our sinful nature. Let's pray for the Holy Spirit to reach deep inside us and bring us back to life.
Take my hands and let me. had only come 2 days before, my brother Lazarus would have been here to meet you once more. Tender mercies you could hear the Savior softly weep, and with great authority and power he began to speak. He said, Lazarus, rise and come forth.
You've been listening to Great Day Presents, a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry. Now, may God bless your day. And from Great Day Ministry, this reminder, with Jesus, every day's a great day.